Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bute's top three.
Okay, my number three goes to, and this was on the back of his try for the Melbourne Storm on Thursday night. Xavier Coates. We've seen two absolute moments of brilliance from him. And they spent a bit of time on the show prior to the game as to where he actually jumped from for that try early this year. But, he was levitating in the air. He was just hanging. I don't know how he managed to do it. It seemed like he was up there for an eternity. And no better place to do it than in Melbourne, because it's the home of the Specky. All right, and that's as good of a take. That could be Mark of the Year.
Yes.
Would they do that, the AFL?
They do, Mark.
I know they would. Oh. But would they pick Xavier Coates as having the Mark of the Year for the AFL?
Oh, they'd probably throw it in there. But one thing they did say, though, that they should be showing. You can have a Xavier Coates highlight reel when you go to Vegas.
Oh, yes, you can.
Before he did, he's taken the Mark of the Year and the try of the year.
Yeah, it is magic. Absolute magic. My number two goes to basically the players that played last night up in Newcastle. Hats off to them. And I mentioned earlier in the show, but just an almighty performance. The fact that they were still out there, there was actually a guy in the crowd who had his snorkel and wetsuit on and flippers, which I thought was hilarious. But the conditions were absolutely atrocious, and those players need to be commended. They did change their jerseys at halftime, but that lasted a whole 30 seconds. By the time they ran out and got into that first tackle, they were drenched again. So well done to them. And my number one for this week goes to the Danica Clark Foundation for their support of young athletes on the coast, providing financial support and allowing these athletes the opportunity to achieve their dreams. There's over 119 scholarship holders. Who have received scholarships, and well over $360,000 being distributed to young athletes on the coast. So that is my top three: Xavier Coates, the players from last night's game, both the Dragons and the Knights, and the Danica Clark Foundation for the great job. Burko, you've got your top three.
Yep, my top three. So in number three goes to two USA surfers, Caitlin Simmers and Cole Hauschmond, who won the Bells Beach Surf Classic last week. Well, highly regarded worldwide, the Bells Classic.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling.
You've got to win it to ring it.
That's
their catch cry. They were very good. The Australians didn't do that well in it, but congratulations to Caitlin and Cole on that. My number two is another time-honoured event, the Stool Gift.
Oh, yes.
So to Jack Lacey and Chloe Mannix-Power for winning the male and female gift. Bit of controversy in the lead up to the Stool Gift. A New South Wales runner was disqualified.
Really?
After a huge plunge on him, sent him in for favouritism from 201 to 1 to $1.75 before the heats began. But they actually disqualified him once they realised that he'd probably been running dead.
Do you want to talk about controversial moments in boxing? Let's talk about controversial moments in professional sprinting. Seriously. And Vossi spoke about it earlier this week. Anytime you've got markers, right, people starting off different. You know what? The genuine race is the 100 metres. And in the Olympics.
And they actually talk about the rain. They actually had to delay the Stool Gift for a couple of hours. Central Park was underwater. So anyway, but Jack Lacey he was a footballer, used to playing in wet weather, so he brought that to it. So well done to Jack and Chloe. And my number one, the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers.
Well done. Premiers.
The premiers for the NBL, just their third season. So, and to Jack McVay, who was one of the Larry Stenstock medalists, the player of the final. So, well done to the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers. That's my top three, Butch.